Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Christy Grimm, one in a series of inspectors general to be ousted after reportedly crossing President Trump, is giving her side of the story to members of the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee. Grimm was the top watchdog at the Department of Health and Human Services when her office reported on shortages at U.S. hospitals on the front lines of the pandemic. The president accused Grimm of producing a fake dossier. And Pierre Selena Simmons-Duffin reports on Grimm's reception in Congress today.
The tone of this video briefing was highly partisan. Many Republicans painted the Inspector General's report as hyperbolic and the health system as overall weathering the pandemic without getting overwhelmed. Democrats asked Grimm about President Trump's nominating a new IG to replace her after the hospital survey came out.
I personally and professionally cannot let the idea of providing unpopular information drive decision-making.
Grimm emphasized she's a career official and it's the OIG's job to protect the public from fraud and mismanagement. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The Republican governors of Florida and Georgia are offering their states to host their party's national convention in August if North Carolina doesn't pan out. President Trump's not happy that the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, cannot guarantee that it would be safe enough by August to allow tens of thousands of people in one space for the gathering during a pandemic. Charlotte spent more than a year planning, including lodging. Moving to another state could prove to be a logistical nightmare as a dispute fuels a politics versus public health debate. Johns Hopkins University disease trackers are reporting that among the states in question, Florida has the most coronavirus cases at 52,000, followed by Georgia with more than 43,000. North Carolina has the lowest number of confirmed cases in that group with fewer than 25,000. Well, physical distancing and masks are the order of the day for traders on their first day back on the floor at the New York Stock Exchange, and the day ended on a pretty high note. The Dow closed up more than 2% or 529 points to end the day at 24,995. And Pierre Scott Horsley says that's due in part to an uptick in consumer confidence.
Investors welcome signs that the economy may be slowly climbing out of its deep coronavirus hole. Consumers were slightly more confident about prospects in May than they were in April. Sales of new homes also ticked up a fraction. And California began to relax one of the nation's toughest stay-at-home orders, allowing retailers to open their doors for limited in-store shopping. At the New York Stock Exchange, traders were allowed back on the floor for the first time in more than 2 months. The number of on-site traders was limited, and those who were there wore face coverings. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rang the opening bell to start today's market rally. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The United States is accusing Russia of deploying fighter jets to Libya to support Russian mercenaries fighting in that country's civil war. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has details.
In a statement, the U.S. military's Africa Command said the aircraft arrived to Libya through Syria after initially taking off from a base in Russia. The statement also accused Russia of trying to disguise the identifying insignia on the aircraft, said the air power was intended to secretly aid Russian mercenaries fighting alongside the Libyan National Army in its quest to oust the country's UN-backed government. The Kremlin has steadfastly denied involvement in the Libyan conflict, and on Tuesday, Russia's foreign ministry said Russia had pushed the idea of a ceasefire to warring parties. Libya descended into political chaos following a 2011 UN-mandated military intervention by NATO that led to the ouster of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
More shakeup in the highest levels of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government in the UK. Scottish Minister Douglas Ross is quitting over Johnson's decision not to fire his top aide for apparently violating the UK's coronavirus lockdown measures. Dominic Cummings drove hundreds of miles to his parents' home despite a national stay-at-home order. In defense of his actions, Cummings said he wanted extended family to care for his young son and wife, both of whom were suspected to have COVID-19. Critics say accuse Cummings of flouting rules that forced other families in the UK to make the sacrifice and distance themselves from loved ones. The Dow's ended the day up 529 points at 24,995. This is NPR.